RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
So I brought that up because that's where I was eating at the day that Adam Peters got hired. And I remember it was like, no way. My beloved football team that could do no right over my entire lifetime has landed the most highly sought after talent evaluator on the market. Holy cow. And now looking at it like a year and a half into it, there are some decisions that, not only feel redundant, and we're going to get into Ben Sinnott here, and I'm going to say something to you that I haven't said off air, so you may be a little surprised at it. It just feels like, man, he's hit a bunch of singles. I need some doubles, some triples, and some homers.
Well, Laremy Tunsil, I don't know if he's called that a homer.
That's a triple because you gave up the picks, but.
I'm challenging the call. It might have gotten over the
fence.
It might have hit the plant right behind the wall.
You know
what I'm saying? Like, I think look closely, a fan's glove might have nicked that, and then it
possibly
fell back down on the field. Like, bro, that's the left tackle spot.
Yeah.
And you're
right.
Locked in for the next few years.
Yes.
Now, you did give up a pretty penny, to your point. But I'm going to give you that. I'm going to tell you that it's a swing and miss strikeout on Marshon Lattimore. Like, we can each their own this thing. The only thing I'm going to push back on, I do not think your point is wrong. They have missed plenty, is that we grade these positions as if they are positions of perfection. And I would just remind you and everybody else, this is not me trying to defend Adam Peters or be a homer, you're chasing a ghost. It's what we do with quarterbacks. I'm guilty of this, by the way. I do it all the time. But I watch every Jaden throw on all 22 after a game, and I'm like, damn, get the ball out, man.
Yeah.
Or like, you missed that. And it's like, we didn't do that 10 years ago. I was filling in with Zabe the other day, and we had somebody on talking ball, and he's like, are the refs wrong more often, or are we just complain more? You know, do we just notice it more?
That's a good question.
Quarterback play is the best that it's ever been. You know, we're comparing these. We're chasing ghosts.
Right.
No one used to have the all 22. No one used to. If you go back and watch a tape of Joe Montana, you're going to be like, this dude?
Right. He's a guy? He's a Hall of Famer?
This is you. Come get your goat.
Right.
Okay? This is your goat?
Right.
Like, get the ball out here, Joe. Why did you miss this guy, Joe? Why didn't you see this? It's just a different world and an expectation, and everyone's an armchair expert now. Again, I'm not acting like I'm
above it. I'm about to say, me too. I do it.
I'm guilty. But it's the same with AP, I think. It's the same with these executives where I don't know what the percentage is of the elite GMs, but like, we should look at Howie Roseman's batting average. That's what that's the elite. That's what you strive for. And I'll bet you it's in the 600s. Like, he's batting 650, 640, you know, whatever that is. So if Adam Peters is hitting at a 312 clip or something, I'm just making up numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like he's 700 points below where he should be. It's like he's 220 points below being in the really good category and 100 points below being league average or whatever that looks like. And I just think we work back from that, especially they've been throwing a lot at the wall.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have anything. And I'm not going to keep using this Rivera era excuse that I know people plan on using in perpetuity, but I do think it's perfectly reasonable still to suggest, like, it would be nice if you didn't have to add so much.
Right.
Like, if
That's
I go true. To Wegmans with nothing in my fridge, bro, I'm coming. My wife's like, why did you buy this? And I'm like, well, I'm fat. And she's like, well, obviously, I know that. I live with you. But, like, we didn't need this. And I'm like, there's nothing. Whereas if I go there for two things, I'm not going to make as many dumb purchases.
That's very true. That's a hell of an analogy,
I just need milk and I need eggs. And, like, maybe I'll do one dumb thing. I'm going to get some chocolate chip cookies.
They're just,
I walk past them.
There are just little decisions that I can second guess. And here's the thing, right? I guess what would we call it? Monday morning quarterbacking. I guess this would be Monday morning GMing. I was just saying it to Darius during the commercial, and I've been kind of on this one for the past couple weeks because – I love me some Ben Sinner as a move blocker. Like, he blocks his ass off, Grant. So if they knew that about him, GP, why did you bring back Bates? Like, they just...
Well, like, Bates is still a lot better, I think, at what he... And I'm not trying to knock Sinner. I legit think Bates is one of the best in the league at that. I think Sinner's pretty good in getting better. You're not wrong. When you watch Sinner, you go,
every week,
dog.
Grant. Every yeah. week he's doing it.
Okay, but think about if you don't have Bates,
mm-hmm.
and it's only $7 million to do that,
right?
And you get rid of him, now it's you're still falling off considerably to Sinner.
From him to from Ertz to Sinner?
Yeah,
or whoever
absolutely.
Whoever your tight end was, yeah.
And I also think you, in a perfect world, you don't want Ben Sinner to just be your primary blocker. You did not draft that in the second round for
right.
that reason. So this is the bigger point to your Peter's take, mm-hmm. where like, if you want to put some X's in the column. I do think there's a path to Ben Sinner. By the way, can we clap it up? Four targets, three catches.
And now.
My goodness, it happened.
On
it happened.
Two catches on consecutive plays, by the way, Grant.
I mean, lest mine eyes deceive.
Come on.
Me. Now, I probably shouldn't acknowledge that FanDuel Paulson has had action
oh.
the last couple of weeks.
Can you spill it to us?
Oh, I'll spill it. Darius has seen these screen grabs, angry texts. So 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
I put $100 on John Bates to catch two passes. He caught one pass. Okay? I said, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Then last week I said, there's no chance they don't involve him again. They have to. So I went two catches for 20.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Yards. It was like 2 for 13 or something. Out again. Same bet.
That's
two
tough.
Straight weeks. And so this week, I'm like, well, it's got to hit this time. Sure enough, I got busy and I didn't remember to bet. And this is why no one ever makes money. It's like the week I didn't do it,
right.
It was so obviously going to happen, right? But anyway, that doesn't matter.
I was sweating during the Giants game. We were out at Honor Brewing in Fairfax. I was sweating the whole time. I needed one Ben Sinner catch for my parlay to hit. And I had think about how long I had to wait for that to happen.
Oh.
It was on that 36 yard.
Yeah,
I let out a roar. Inside of Fairfax, inside of the Honor Brewing, man. It was crazy.
That sweat is the best when it
hits.
Oh,
yes, it does. Yes, it is.
But there's a lot more that don't hit.
It was awful. Sometimes
but anyway, I think two things can be true.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Sinner is at a place where I do think he's going to be a useful NFL player.
Mm-hmm.
They did not draft some dude that's going to be out of the league. I'm going to say the same about Johnny Newton. Useful NFL player. Mikey Sanders still is a much higher ceiling than these guys. But right now, this moment, if you go back, is what it looks like Ben Sinnott is going to become worthy of where he got taken at around pick 50.
Probably not. Yeah.
Like John Bates is a great example. He's a better blocking tight end. Now, he doesn't have the offensive upside that Sinnott has, but he was a fifth-round pick.
Right.
If you want a guy who's going to be a good blocker, you could take that dude in the fifth and sixth round. This was a second rounder who was supposed to have been Cooley. You know, he's supposed to, they're talking about Juszczyk, Kittle, whatever. And I didn't play the Kittle game, but.
Yeah, because that's kind of crazy. But, yeah.
Right. And that's just a little wild for me. One of the greatest tight ends of all time.
Say, like,
allow me to see it first.
Right.
But I think the same about Newton. And I would have picked him where they did. In fact, I would have picked him before where they did. So I would have been really wrong on Johnny Newton, too. But anyway, yes, Adam Peters, there have been mistakes. There's going to be mistakes. I just think that it is a job. It's a batting average job. I try to remember that with coaches, too. You know, when I get down on guys, like, it's not perfect. You know, it's if CK's doing air checks, I hope every time he hears a segment where we sound like poo-poo, you know, that he's not going, this guy can't do it. I don't think that's with the lily pad leap that you make, right? It's just like, damn, that was a bad segment. And then, you know, you're looking for traits. You're looking for things that you like or whatever.
Right.
And I think that's probably the same with executives. But this is a huge offseason, to your point, for AP, for the scouting department, for everybody. And they're probably going to need more ammunition than they have with their draft picks, Linnell, because they made the fewest picks last year. They're on pace to do the same this year. Over a two-year span, no one's going to have added less rookie talent. That's a really good way to – that just puts more pressure on you to get these picks right. What did you think, by the way, before we move on, of the Netflix presentation? I probably care more about this broadcast stuff than some people do.
I'm a mark for it, too, though.
Yeah, I kind of nerd out on this. But, like, here's my super nerdy take.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, this is how nerdy I am. When I thought about doing the show today with you for 4.5 hours, the thing I was most psyched to, like, bring up, I get steamed up for the Netflix score bug.
Oh, it's good. It's one of the elite score bugs. Yes.
Where's Dad on this? I'm curious. Their score bug, I guess he was at the game, but he should have seen the late game. They have, so the shape of the football on the bottom, it's like a, you know, without stitches, kind of like if a football's sitting there. They've got those odd, I don't even know what shape you would call it, but like rectangles without a bottom that meet in the middle on the end of Netflix. They got the score very obviously with the logos. The timeouts are very clean. The one critique I saw was that they do not have the records of the teams.
Under the name? Yeah.
Now, I think that that's not only not a problem. I don't care about that. I wonder if it was strategic because all of their games were bad yesterday.
Huh.
You know? Like
yeah,
if you're,
that could be a
if
thing.
If you're turning on the game at Uncle Frank's house and like you're just casuals, you're like, oh, Cowboys and Washington – wonder if these teams are going to the playoffs. Like, if it says 4-11 and also nubby, then it's a little less interesting. So I don't know if that was by design or not, but the timeouts, the clock, the game clock, the quarter, the first and 10, which, by the way, the fastest operator, however they did
that.
Oh,
my goodness.
On down and distance. Like Netflix,
in an era where people are getting it wrong, he was fast.
Oh, they put on
accurate.
A clinic.
Yeah.
I thought, and how much money did they spend? Like, Kay Adams has become this rock star who costs money. Bert Kreischer and Anthony Anderson and, like, these comedians, and they're doing these unnecessary interviews with, like,
Barry
Sanders.
Well, by the way, Grant, that was the thing that annoyed the hell out of me yesterday. It's my number one pet peeve when watching sports. Do not turn off my comment. Do not put off the game action for me to stare at Clinton Portis. And they were good at this in terms of their transition from let's do a solo shot of Portis in between plays while they're trying to huddle up and then actually show the action when the action's happening. They were good at it. It just annoyed me. And they're on, like, this ridiculous tape delay that was, like, really bad. And it was just like, that was the only part of this I didn't like. I love Iron Eagle, though. And here's the other thing, too, that kind of annoyed me. Nate Burleson, we're getting whooped so bad that Nate Burleson starts cheering for the Commanders during the middle of the
game.
That
was tough.
I'm like, what are we doing, Nate?
There were people that liked that in the Commanders fan base.
I hated it.
Yeah, it's not, and it's not even that he was cheering for the Commanders. It would have been worse if he was cheering for the Cowboys.
Yeah,
I just thought we jumped the shark a little bit with, like, we don't need to cheer at all. We can just
just watch.
Just tell me what route he just ran and why he ran it, you know. But so Ian Eagle's a star. His son Noah is that dude. Like, he's gonna be the next guy. And so both of them had those calls. I'm with you. as someone who did the alt cast for Monumental Sports, I'm an alt cast guy. I actually really like the Manning cast. I think there's a place for them. If you have the bandwidth, it actually makes a lot of sense, and they're super fun and entertaining. The Caps ones we did, I'm very prideful about them. You know, we would have these really good guests on. Sometimes it'd be Commanders players talking hockey, or Adam Eaton, who's a huge hockey fan, sitting in a Cap sweater, and we're just like talking about the game. Or the real cool stuff was when you have Bruce Boudreau on the couch with a former player, like, you know, I don't know, you name the guy, but like Carl Alsner, and they're talking stories about when they were there, and then they're talking about what you're going to do on this penalty kill. I learned so much. I think that's cool. But you don't need that on your traditional broadcast.
Right.
People just want to hear Ian Eagle call the play and Matt Ryan tell you what happened, yeah. or Burleson.
Well, it was more
and
Matt
so
Ryan.
So that was a mistake.
But
Sunday Night Baseball does this, where they try to turn this into like a – everyone wants to be talk radio. It's funny. No one wants to give us any love.
So okay? an industry that they say is dying, Grant. They sure are trying to be like us.
Everyone wants to tell me when we're going to die and why we don't exist and why no one can pay us any money and all. Everybody's trying to be us, Linnell. We're the youngest in charge. Don't you understand?
For sure.
Why don't you understand? No. But seriously, like – it is. TV's trying to be radio. These local TV shows in the morning are all just seven people sitting on a couch talking about, you know, do you like this or do you not? They're doing radio topics. That's not news. That's radio with a camera. I mean, TV stations now have radio. I mean, we got the Junkies. We got B. Mitch and Finley. Everybody's on all day long. So I think that they're just trying to do this, like, don't you want to have a beer with us bit? Right. Where they're just, like, sitting around.
Trying to make it super casual.
Right, and the time and place, I get it. Like, yes, nobody's ever listened to more sports talk radio as a 12-year-old than I did. I was going to bed listening to JT the Brick, you know, at 13 years old, like on my Sirius XM next to my bed, okay? But just let me watch the football game when I want to watch the football game.
That's it.
But I just want to know. I would love to know. What did Netflix spend yesterday? Like,
dude, when you think about it between the two games, that is a, and I'm not trying to, like, gas it, that is a all-star cast. Mike Irving, Bert Kreischer, like you said, Austin Eckler. They had to pay Eckler, who, by the way, just didn't give us any insightful information about the Commanders.
Still, you know what? He's going to have a good career, and that was a cool thing. Yeah. I think it's neat that the team let him do it.
Yeah.
When I heard he was going to do it, I did not like the idea because I was like, again, deep cut here, but why do I want to hear from a guy who's on a team? He's clearly biased. Well, they had him next to Irvin. So it actually made sense. They're like, okay, he's going to scream really loudly about the Cowboys and annoy me. Then they'll have Eckler to balance him out, and then they've got like a person that's more neutral sitting next to both of them, which I think was one of the McCourty twins, and if he gave me $1,000, I wouldn't know.
I don't like the two-color analyst booth.
You don't like the three-man booth?
I don't like it. Not a three-man booth guy.
It's hard if you don't have chemistry. And I think it's hard, like, in these one-off broadcasts, like yesterday.
Where they clearly don't work with each other. Well, Matt and Nate work with each other, though, so.
And I think you noticed, like, you could hear that a little bit.
Yeah.
They had a good relationship. But they're on the desk at CBS, which is different. Yeah, I think the perfect booth generally for radio, especially, is two people with play-by-play and color. TV, I think you could get away with three. If you have a really good color person, you don't need a third. But I don't mind it for, like, the big event feel of yesterday.
Yeah.
I do think when you go three, it's better if you have, like, an offensive guy and a defensive guy.
Right. You mix it up a little. Exactly. Give me both sides of the coin.
Making this up, but, like, if you had Vilma with Ryan, so, like, the quarterback gives you something.
I mean,
Grant,
did you have to choose just the worst color guy?
I'm trying to think of who's a defensive guy. I guess J.J. Watt.
Yeah, J.J. Watt.
Sure.
There is.
He doesn't have enough jobs.
Jonathan.
Let's give him
goes Jonathan Vilma. And Vilma, we love you, Mr. 6'7".
It sounds like you love him, by the way.
Well, yeah.
You can't just be utterly disrespectful for like 30 seconds and be like, and by the way, I love you.
Yeah.
Like, that's not how that works.
That's the I was saying this morning. We do this in our culture. The I hate to cut you off as you're cutting me off. It very much annoys me, and I do it all the time.
I hate to cut you off is good.
Yeah.
Well, it is. It goes back to no offense, or you know, that, it's like okay, just tell me.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Mine is I do this big complimentary delivery, and someone's like, "So what's the butt?" You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm like, just a small butt.
A small butt.
Just
yeah.
Very small thing. Just want to work this in. Very small.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.